الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد, in our previous class, we're reading some benefits with regards to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who believe, respond to Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever they call you to that which will give you life. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And you must know that Allah, He will come between a person. You must know that Allah, He will come between a person and his heart, and that to Him you will be gathered. Meaning you'll return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be taken to account. We have seen a number of benefits with regards to this verse and also the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And is he who is dead, meaning without faith, by ignorance and disbelief, and we gave him life by way of knowledge and light and sincere faith, and set for him a light of belief whereby he can walk amongst men. Is he like him who is in the darkness of disbelief and polytheism and hypocrisy, deviance and misguidance and ignorance, from which he can never come out? Thus it is made fair seeming to the disbelievers that which they used to do. Meaning they're not similar and they're not the same, not in any aspect whatsoever. So the point of our previous discussion was to clarify the true life. The true life lies in responding to the call of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this manner, the dead hearts, they come to life. And in this manner, the sick hearts, they are revived. And they are strengthened. And they are healed by the permission and the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true life in this life is the life of obedience. And the true life absolutely is not in this life, rather it's in the hereafter. And many verses Allah has clarified the insignificance of this life, and that this life, it does not last, rather it's a brief passing enjoyment and a deception for many. And from those verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُمْ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. That this worldly life is only an amusement in play, an amusement for the hearts to be preoccupied and to take pleasure, and for the bodies to play around and joke and have fun. Verily, the home of the hereafter, that is the true life indeed, meaning the eternal life that will never end if the people they only knew. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ يَعْنِي الْحَيَاةِ الْحَقِيقِيَةِ الْأَبَدِيَةِ. The true life is the life in the hereafter. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same light, clarifying those people who do not respond, the sad outcome that they have, and the grief and remorse that they find on the day of resurrection, whenever they face their deeds and they realize the great deception that they had fed into and the loss that they had taken by following their desires and not responding to the call of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَجِئَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّ لَهُ ذِكْرًا. And on the day, meaning the day of resurrection, the hellfire will be brought near. The hellfire will be brought near on that day, and on this day, the human being, any man, he's going to remember. I mean, he's going to at this time remember and take heed. يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّ لَهُ ذِكْرًا. But how will that remembrance, or how will that admonition benefit him? Meaning, it will not benefit him at this time. At this time, he will take admonition, he will take heed, he'll remember the true reality, but it's too late. It's too late to benefit from the dhikr. It's too late to benefit at that time from the admonition and from the remembrance. And what would he say in remorse and regret? يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. He will say, oh, woe to me, had I sent forth, and he meaning good deeds, for my life. يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. This is after a person has died. after a person has died, he has this remorse and this regret, saying, oh, if I had only set forth for my life, if I had only set something forth, many from good deeds for my life. Another clarification of the point to be made and the reminder and admonition to take is that the true life is the hereafter. Here he's now after leaving this life, now he's regretting that he did not send forth for his life. And he meaning the true life in the hereafter. The true life in the hereafter. So we had taken a number of benefits with regards to the Sefer, and from them is that the true life is in responding to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with sincere faith and obedience. And this means to strive to learn the guidance of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and implement it in one's life and apply it. And apply an application daily, wherever one may be, and to raise a person's self upon that way in his family, and likewise to call to that way to the best of one's ability and the limits that he has been granted from knowledge and light, and the ability to do that, and he will work and cooperate upon piety and righteousness upon that way. And likewise, from the great benefits of that is that a person's ability to see and to distinguish the truth is according to how well he responds to the call of Allah and His Messenger, because in this manner the heart will come to life and he will be able to see and he will be able to understand and he will be able to comprehend. So the true life is according to the amount of the response, meaning the compliance to the command of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more one complies and the more one responds, the more he will come to life, and the more he is alive, the more he will be able to see and to distinguish, and likewise the more help and aid he will have from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the greater share of mercy and nearness and closeness and the pleasure of Allah that he would obtain from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, all in accordance to responding. اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Also from those benefits is that everything Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls to is life. And responding to that is life. Every major and minor affair, we shouldn't consider something to be light. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned, لَيْسَ فِي الدِّينِ شَيْءٌ خَفِيفٌ. There's nothing in the religion that's considered light. And he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. That indeed we're going to reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a heavy statement, and a heavy speech, and a heavy guidance and revelation. فَلَيْسَ فِي الدِّينِ شَيْءٌ خَفِيفٌ وَكُلُّ مَا فِي الدِّينِ وَكُلُّ مَا دَعَى إِلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَهُوَ الْحَيَاةِ وَفِيهِ الْحَيَاةِ. So there's nothing light in the religion. Rather, everything is heavy, and everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called to is life. And in applying that sincerely, a person, he will come alive and he will taste the sweetness of life. The sweetness of life. Every minor and major affair that has come in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of it is life, guidance and light, benefit and mercy for mankind. Allah, he mentioned about his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy for mankind. Except as a mercy for mankind. He is the Prophet of mercy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَبِيُّ الرَّحْمَةِ وَنَبِيُّ التَّوْبَةِ. He's the Prophet of mercy, and he's the Prophet of repentance, and means to obtain that mercy, to benefit from that is to comply and to respond to his call and to follow him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in compliance and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in humble compliance and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some benefits with regards to this verse that is found in the tafsir of Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullahu ta'ala, in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَا مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And as he who was dead without faith by ignorance and disbelief, and we gave him life by knowledge and faith, and set for him a light of belief whereby he can walk amongst men, like him who is in the darkness of disbelief, polytheism and hypocrisy, from which he can never come out. Thus it is made fair seeming to the disbelievers that which they used to do. So Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in his commentary of this noble verse, يُقُولُ تَعَالَى أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَبْرِ هِدَايَةِ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَيْتًا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْكُفْرِ وَالْجَهْرِ وَالْمَعَاصِي فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ بِنُورِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالطَّاعَةِ. Is the one who was before the guidance of Allah dead, meaning he was in the darkness of disbelief and ignorance and disobedience, and we brought him to life. He says, بِنُورِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالطَّاعَةِ And we brought him to life by the light of knowledge and sincere faith and obedience. فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ بِنُورِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالطَّاعَةِ And we brought him to life by the light of knowledge and sincere faith and obedience. So the means for life is by the light of knowledge, sincere faith and obedience. This is the means that Allah, He brings the hearts to life with the proper and sound knowledge that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling to, that which he was upon from his guidance sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and believing in that sincerely and then obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who was dead, meaning before the guidance of Allah azza wa jal, and then we brought him to life. He was dead, meaning in the darkness of disbelief and ignorance and disobedience, and then we brought him to life by the light of knowledge and sincere faith and obedience, and therefore now he's walking amongst men with light. He's walking amongst men with light. Allah, He says, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ And we had granted him a light. فَصَارَ يَمْشِي بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي النُّورِ So now he's walking amongst mankind, amongst the people with light. He's walking amongst the people in light, and he has light. He's walking fi nur, in light. He says in the explanation of this, mutabasiran fi amurihi, he has insight in his affairs. Muhtadiyan li sabili, he's guided upon his path. Arifan lil khayri, he has knowledge and well awareness of that which is good. Mu'thiran lahu, showing preference to that. Each one of these traits is of utmost importance. Many people, they do not have insight to their affairs. Rather, they're reckless and they're left and right and they're in shambles. And they will strive and work all day and find very little barakah and very little blessing. And in the end of the day, they'll feel like they have accomplished nothing. So the one who is guided and brought to life and he's walking amongst men with light, he has insight into his affairs. He's moving with guidance and he has the understanding of the path that he's upon. He has a main goal that he's hoping for, and that's the pleasure of Allah. And the rest of his life is set to obtain that goal. Muhtadiyan li sabilihi. And from that he knows that which is good. Arifan لِلْخَيْرِ مُؤْثِيرًا لَهُ He knows and is well aware of that which is good and beneficial for him, and he shows preference to that. Many of the believers, they know that which is good, but the issue is in showing preference to that. Sometimes a person, he'll be aware of that which is good, and he knows that responding to the call of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is proper, but he's overcome by his desires and he shows preference to his whims, and he disobeys his Lord in this manner. So from the perfection of light and the perfection of life is that a person, he will know that which is good for him and prefer it, striving against his soul. And this is from the test in life. We're tested with desires and whims and lusts, and our soul calls us, and the devil calls us, and the delights of this life likewise call us. The devils from within, and the devils of mankind and the jinn, they call. They call to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah, He calls to obedience, and then that is life, and then that is the means to be admitted into Dar al-Salam. Wallahu yad'u ila Dar al-Salam, wa yahdi man yasha ila siratin mustaqim. Allah, He calls to the abode of peace, happiness and safety and security, and He guides whomever He wills to the straight path. The means of being guided is to respond to His call, the call of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this manner, a person, he will be guided whenever Islam becomes interesting to him and he loves to learn about the deen and apply it in his life. In this manner, the guidance, it comes, and he will show preference to that. He will show preference to that in obedience. So he's working with light, he's working with knowledge, he has insight to his affairs. He's not lost, he's not in shambles, he's not in disarray. He has a focus and a goal. His main goal and his main concern is to reach the pleasure of Allah and to be a good Muslim, to strive in the path of Allah, and to be a true follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hoping for the paradise, afraid of failure, and that Allah would abandon him and leave him to his whims like much of mankind, and he'll be from those who are not able to see, yet they have eyes, and not able to hear, yet they have ears, and not able to comprehend, yet they have a heart and a mind. They're the worst of mankind. They are the heedless. So he'd be afraid to be from the likes of these people. And from the greatest trial that a person could be tried with is heedlessness and forgetfulness of the hereafter and the reality of death and the accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has knowledge of the goodness and he shows preference to that. And then along with that, he says, مُجْتَهِدًا فِي تَنْفِيذِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَغَيْرِهِ And along along with this, he's striving hard, making a ijtihad to implement that and execute that knowledge and the preference of that knowledge and that guidance in his self and in others. In his self and then and in others. And this is from the means of being sincere and seeking knowledge. And يَرْفَعْ الْجَهْلَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَنْ غَيْرِهِ, that a person, he would intend to remove ignorance from himself and from others. So upon this way, he will strive after learning this knowledge and having this guidance and being upright on the straight path to show preference to that and hold fast to it. To show preference to that and hold fast to it in application and implement it in his life and make his soul first and foremost abide by that knowledge and that law and legislation, and likewise help others to do the same. Likewise, help others to do the same. But then on the other hand, the opposite must be established. He moves on to mention this affair. Rahimahullahu ta'ala, arifan bishar. Also, he has knowledge and is well aware of the evils. Mubghidan lahu, and he despises it. And he despises it. Mujtahidan fi tarkihi wa izalatihi an nafsihi wa ghayrihi. And he's striving to leave it, to avoid it, and to remove it from himself and from others. He's aware of the goodness, and he prefers that, and strives to implement it in his life, and help others do the same. And likewise, he is also aware of the evils, and he despises it and detests it. And he despises it and detests it, and he's striving to leave it and avoid it, and to remove those evils from his own soul, and likewise from others. أَفَيَسْتَوِي هَذَا بِمَنْ هُوَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Is this person here equal to the one who is in darkness, the darkness of ignorance and of deviation and disbelief and disobedience? All of these are types of darkness, different aspects of darkness, the darkness of ignorance. The one who is ignorant, he doesn't know the way. He's like wandering in the darkness, in the wilderness, and he has no way to fend for himself or even find the proper direction. Maybe he's heading in his own destruction, and he doesn't even realize it because of ignorance. Because of ignorance, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, or someone who is in rebellion. He's rebelling against the commands of Allah upon knowledge. الْغَيِّ وَالْغِوَايَ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, or he's in disbelief, showing no thanks for the favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disregarding all of the favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and disbelieving in him and denying his rights, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or likewise those who are in disobedience. Disobedience also is darkness. It's darkness for the heart. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the person who sins and commits actions of disobedience, it will be seen. Darkness and gloominess will come on his face. Darkness and gloominess will come to his face, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, it will be seen. It will be seen. And likewise the light of obedience will be seen in the face of the righteous and the pious. So he says, لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا قَدْ إِلْتَبَسَتْ عَلَيْهِ الطُّرُقِ. And in the example of this person who is in darkness, meaning he's not going to ever come out. He mentions about this individual, قَدْ إِلْتَبَسَتْ عَلَيْهِ الطُّرُقُ وَأَظْلَمَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْمَسَالِكِ فَحَضَرَهُ الْهَمُّ وَالْغَمُّ وَالْحُزْنُ وَالشَّقَاءُ فَنَبَّهَ تَعَالَى الْعُقُولَ بِمَا تُدْرِكُهُ وَتَعْرِفُهُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَوِي هَذَا ولا هذا كما لا يستوي الليل والنهار والضياء والظلمة والأحياء والأموات. So he says here that this example of this person in darkness, he's misguided, and the pathways have become unclear for him. And they're mixed up. He doesn't know the right way, and all of the ways and avenues, they have become darkened. And now, because of this, he's in great worry and grief and concern and misery. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing the sound minds to ponder and reflect over this affair, that which they can ponder and understand, that these two people, they're not the same. This is the point from striking the example. The example of someone who was dead, and then he was brought to life. And along with that, he was granted light. And he's walking amongst mankind with light. He knows that which is good for him, and he's striving to implement that. He knows that which is harmful for him, and he's striving to avoid that. He's upon a good way. He's upon good manners, upon a good conduct, which is based upon a good creed, a good statement. كَرِمَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. He's not like the one who was dead, the one who is misguided, the one who is deviant, the one who is ignorant, the one who does not know where he's going, he does not know his purpose in life, the one who is engulfed in sins and following his desires. They're not equal. They're not equal. This one is alive, and this one is alive and in light, and this one is like he's dead and in darkness, and he's wandering in the wilderness of desires and whims. So they're not the same. They're not the same. So likewise, the one who is obedient and responds to the call of Allah Azza wa Jal is not like the one who is disobedient and does not respond to the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. and does not respond to the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the true life lies here again in responding to the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. They're not equal. Just like night and day is not equal. Just like light and darkness is not equal. And just like life and death is not equal. Just like life and death is not equal. So he says, فَكَأَنَّمَا قِيلَ فَكَيْفَ يُؤْثِرُ مَنْ لَهُ أَدْنَى مُسْكَةٍ مِنْ عَقْلٍ أَنْ يَكُونَ بِهَذِهِ الْحَالَةِ وَيَبْقَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ مُتَحَيِّرًا. And it's as if it's being said here, how could anyone with the smallest amount of intelligence, prefer this circumstance over that one and remain in darkness and confusion? And who would now, after seeing this example and realizing this affair, how could they choose now to remain upon that darkness and that deviation and that misguidance? Does not make sense for the sound mind. Rather, what is required now after realizing this and comprehending this is to strive to be from those who have light and to strive to get out of the darkness and to leave the deviation and to overcome desires and the whims and to fight one's soul with knowledge and light and the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Shaykh, he mentions the wisdom here and the reason that one, he will choose to remain in that lowly and that foul way and that wilderness of darkness and deviation and misguidance and ignorance. فَأَجَابَ بِأَنَّهُ زُوِّيَنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That it has been adorned, that the deeds has been made fair seeming and adorned for the disbelievers, the deeds that they used to do, meaning that they had become accustomed to these affairs and they perceive them as if they're beneficial and good because they cannot see beyond this life. They live in the physical reality and they cannot realize the true reality of life. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِرُونَ. They only know the physical life. They only know that which they can see, that which they can taste, that which they can touch, and the pleasures that are in front of them. As for the pleasures that are awaiting for the righteous and the pious in the hereafter, then they are not able to prefer these or to look towards these affairs. Many of them, they will disbelieve in them. So their deeds were made for seeming to them, and they preferred that way until they die in that manner. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ فَلَمْ يَزَلِ الشَّيْطَانُ يُحَسِّنُ لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَيُزَيِّنُهَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ حَتَّى اسْتَحْسَنُوهَا وَرَأَوْهَا حَقًّا وَصَارَ ذَلِكَ عَقِيدَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وَصِفَةً رَاسِخَةً مُلَازِمَةً لَهُمْ فَلِذَلِكَ رَضُوا بِمَا هُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ الشَّرِّ وَالْقَبَائِحِ. He says, but the devil, he continued to adorn that for them, to make their actions appear fair-seeming to them, and to decorate that and make it dear to them in their hearts, and that they will think that what they're upon is truth or goodness until it becomes a creed in their heart. A creed. This is the kalimatun khabitha. The kalima khabitha. It takes root in their heart. The aqidah al-fasida, the aqidah of the Westerners, all of their different types, you call them Christians or Jews or atheists or pagans, or all of them, the ways of the Western ideology, the creed takes root in their heart. And they love that way and they prefer that way, and it becomes an attribute and a natural way for them to abide by. They like it like that. They like what they're upon. And they're deceived in this manner. فَلِذَلِكَ رَضُوا بِمَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الشَّرِّ وَالْقَبَائِحِ. So for this reason, they're pleased and happy and suffice with what they're upon from evil and from lowly and despicable ways. So the example here of life and death, and the example of the one who remembers Allah and does not remember Allah, and the one who responds to the call of Allah and the one who does not. This is the benefit that we want to take. But here in the end of the verse is the clarification of the warning and the dangers that come about whenever a person, he sees the truth and he hears the call and he does not respond properly. Rather, he prefers his desires and the worldly life over the caller of faith. This one is very dangerous. If a person, is granted light and he's able to see the truth, and then after that he throws that behind his back, whether it's immediately or gradually, and many times it happens gradually, and these are from the footsteps of the devil, that he'll prefer the ways of falsehood over the ways of truth, and he'll prefer the ways of the Westerners over the ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He preferred the ways and the customs of his people over the ways of the Salaf al-Salih, and he will prefer his desires over the obedience of his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, until he'll be left upon that way. And this is what the whole chapter was referring to, how the people became blind and how the people became dumb, and even because they deviate in this manner until they're left in their deviance, and how the hearts become locked and how the hearts become sealed. With the أَذْنَبَ عَبْدٌ نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءٌ. نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءٌ. If a person, he commits a sin, then a black spot will be put there. This is the case. It doesn't just wipe out the heart all at once. Many times it's just a little dot. A little dot. مُعَظَمْ النَّارْ بِمُسْتَسْغَرْ الشَّرَرْ. That the majority of the fires, the great fires that bring much damage, is from the smallest of sparks, any sparks that people may be considered insignificant. Many times it'll be a small spark or something light, and next thing you know, the whole forest is on fire, or the house is burned down, or the neighborhood is finished. In this manner like this, it starts out from a small spark, a little bit of fire. So that's what it takes sometimes, a little bit of desire to flame up and to burn in the heart until it takes hold and takes root. And then a person is overcome. In this manner, he'll be left to his whims. He'll be left to his whims. So many verses in the Book of Allah like this. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ السَّبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّىٰ وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَسِيرًا. That whoever opposes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the guidance is made clear to him, and he follows away other than the believers, then we'll leave him to what he has chosen, meaning we'll decorate for him that which he has chosen. We'll let the devil play with him and adorn for him that false way, and we will end him in the hellfire. And this is the worst of destination. This is a similar issue here. وَزُوِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا وَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Even from the most frightful verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about this. وَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. And leave me alone with those who belie or deny this the revelation. Who deny or belie the revelation. Yani they belie it either outwardly or they disregard it and they rebel in disobedience. They're all threats with regards to this. سَنَسْتَدْرِيجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We're going to lead them to their destruction from where they do not even perceive. Al-istidraj is whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will abandon a person. He will open up the dunya for him, and he will allow him to take delight in the worldly life and disobedience, and take his soul in that manner. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. And I give them respite. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Indeed my plot is strong. Indeed my plan is strong. And in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot escape. You cannot escape. You're going to return to him regardless of what you try or what you do. You will die and you will be taken to account. You will die and you will be taken to account. Each one of us will die and will be taken to account. Just as Allah, he brought us to life and created us from sperm in the womb of our mothers, he's going to cause us to die and he's going to take us to account. This cannot be escaped. This cannot be escaped. With the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the only thing we can do is submit. The only thing we can do is surrender. The only thing we can do, if we hope good for our souls, is respond to the call of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if not, then the threat, it remains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. That whenever they forgot, meaning whenever they neglected that which they were admonished with. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. Whenever they forgot, and whenever they neglected that which they were admonished with, and that which they were ordered and commanded, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened up for them the avenues of all things. And in the dunya, we give it to them. Because the dunya means nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ كَانَتَ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضًا مَا سَقَى مِنْهَا مَسَقَ كَافِرًا مِنْهَا شُرْبَةِ الْمَاءِ. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, if the dunya even weighed this, the weight of a mosquito wing, then Allah would not give a disbeliever a drink of water. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We open up the avenues of all things for them. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Until whenever they're rejoicing over that which they have been given, any from the worldly life, that which is lawful, that which is not lawful, until they're rejoicing over that, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We take their soul suddenly. Suddenly. We have seen likewise from the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would seek refuge it would seek refuge with Allah min fujaati nikmatillah, seeking refuge from the sudden retribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what happens to these people who turn away. This is what happens to those people who turn away and do not respond. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. يعني يائسين, meaning until they're now they're in despair and lost all hope for mercy. All hope for mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are great promises in the book of Allah, and there are likewise great threats. There are great promises in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, promises of mercy, promises of happiness and joy with one's family and with one's loved ones, and promise of goodness and help and aid and victory and mercy and happiness. And also there are threats of great remorse and failure and the anger of Allah and the punishment and torment of the hellfire. So to summarize these benefits that we have just read from Shaykh Saadi rahimahullah ta'ala, Allah, he brings the dead to life by the light of knowledge and sincere faith and obedience. بِنُورِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالطَّاعَةِ بِنُورِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالطَّاعَةِ, by the light of knowledge and sincere faith and obedience. Knowledge and sincere faith and obedience. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ, that knowledge is only by way of learning. That knowledge is only by way of learning. So to come to life, you have to have knowledge. And to get knowledge, you must strive to seek it. You must find time to learn and to sit in the gatherings and to review and to go over the knowledge and to read the book of Allah and to study the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to learn the proper aqidah and to learn about the tawheed of Allah azza wa jalla and that which is and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the means to establish that, and that likewise the avenues that will violate that or bring weakness to that, and learn the halal and the haram and the obligations in one day and one night, and everything that a person is involved in and that which he's facing in his family. Learn how to deal with these affairs upon knowledge and light and sincere faith, and sincere faith in obedience to Allah azza wa jalla. In obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So now he'll be moving upon light, like he's saying, amongst mankind upon light. The people are in darkness, the people are following their desires, they're doing whatever they do, even actions of goodness sometimes for a worldly gain. This person, he has light. He's doing what he does for the sake of Allah. He's saying what he says, hoping for the reward of Allah, overlooking what he overlooks, hoping for the pleasure of Allah, showing forgiveness and pardoning people, hoping that Allah will show forgiveness and pardon for him, so on and so forth. Yani this is from the light that he will be traversing with, and he will be able to see and have insight in his affairs. He'll know that which is good and that which is not good, and he will strive to prefer the good and suffice with that, implementing that in his life, and likewise helping others to do the same, along with knowing the evils and the avenues of misguidance and deviation, and that which is contrary to the guidance and light. That which is contrary to the guidance and light. And these things, they're not all one level. There are things that are contrary to the guidance and light that would uproot and invalidate the faith from entirety. And then there are other things that are likewise very dangerous, but they're lesser than that. And they will not uproot or invalidate the faith, but it will weaken it in a great manner. So you have the things that are considered nawaqid, al-islam, wal-iman, and then after that you have the innovation, the bid'ah, والمحدثات. These things are major likewise. And also after that you have al-kaba'ir, the major sins as well. The major sins, these affairs, they bring great weakness to the deen. They dim the light of faith and weaken it in a great manner. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So a person, he must learn about these affairs likewise. And the salaf, they will say, كَيْفَ يَتَّقِي مَنْ لَا يَدْرِي مَا يَتَّقِي. How could a person fear or avoid something he doesn't know what to fear nor to avoid? So to learn about the evils likewise is of utmost importance in order to leave that upon insight and to not be tried with it. Because the people who do not have light in these affairs, they will be tried by them and they will be in darkness. And they're not the same. And so from the darkness that the people are engulfed in is the darkness of ignorance and the darkness of deviation. But sometimes the deviation is just from ignorance, and other times it's intentional deviation, any deviation upon knowledge. Deviation upon knowledge, following the desires and the whims in contradiction to the knowledge a person he knows and he is upon, he's been favored with. And likewise, disbelief is darkness, and also actions of disobedience, they are darkness. And these affairs here, they lead to misery, and they lead to problems, they lead to stress, they lead to worry, they lead to grief, they lead to anxiety, and they lead to having doubts and having misconceptions that lead to a bad way. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. As for the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and the application of that knowledge after learning it properly, then this leads to life, it leads to happiness, it leads to joy, it leads to contentment, it leads to satisfaction, it leads to ease, it leads to be able to deal with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good and that and bad of that, from the ways of life in the best manner. In the best manner. This is all from the benefit of knowledge and sincere faith in the application of that in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the author, he moves on to the next chapter, chapter number 3, Al-Qulubu Aniya. Al-Qulubu Aniya, that the hearts, they are vessels. They're vessels, meaning they're containers. Meaning they're containers, meaning they can be filled. They can be filled. They will either be filled up with goodness, or they'll be filled up with evil, or some of them they can be mixed and become tainted. They have good and evil in them. They have good and evil in them. So this is what we will discuss, inshallah, in our class to come. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.